There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL draft this year. My name is Ben Solak, and I host the Ringer NFL Draft Show with Danny Kelly, Danny Heifetz, and Greg Horlbeck. We cover trades, free agency, and the draft, which is, obviously. We'll tell you about everything, which includes which quarterbacks are good, which quarterbacks are bad, and which quarterbacks are just Kirk Cousins. That is the Ringer NFL Draft Show. Search the Ringer NFL Draft Show on Spotify.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Rostradamus Show. It's yours truly, Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. And as always, y'all know how it's going down. We got two special guests in the building. We got my guys, the college kids. We got Matt Maltepas. We got the 8-Ball. What's good? How y'all doing today?
Another great day to be alive. Day two of the tournament. Some NBA.
No doubt. Matt, how you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. Every day's a good day. I'm blessed to be here. I woke up, you know? Every day I wake up, it's a blessing.
That's what it's about. So, you know, Matt, we got to connect to the Super Bowl 8-Ball. We missed you out there at the Super Bowl, but it's good to connect with you right now. So, I would love to hear about your background, how you guys got started. Either one of you guys can go first.
I grew up in this. My dad, the Philly Godfather, I was surrounded by him. I was surrounded by Jimmy the Sheep Batista, guys like that, Philly Rooster, the Animals. And I literally got to see everything firsthand, primary source, you know. I grew up in it. And once I got older, I started betting a little bit earlier before I was supposed to. But anyways, a couple of stories about that. But yeah, anyways, when I got older, I formed a partnership with buddy of mine, best friend of mine, one of my good friends. And I said, look, you know, we have an opportunity to do something big here. And we created the College Kids and it's taken off. And, you know, we've been going strong since.
I love to hear that. Cause I mean, look, there's not too many people who come from a family and a background of like professional gamblers. Like when I kind of got into this, it was just like, oh, shoot, I have to figure all of this out on my own. So it had to be great to be able to step into something and then have the connections and have people you can talk to who are just actually moving the market. So that's a great thing. You guys have had like some legendary futures over the years. I think you might have had the Phoenix Suns back in 2020 at like 150-1 or something like that. So this year, I know you guys have the Clippers. Tell me why you like the Clippers. And because me and 8-Ball, we've gone back and forth on this. I'm not buying the Clippers this year. Tell me why you guys like them. And are there any teams that you're buying going in the NBA this year?
The West goes through Denver, right? Everyone knows that Denver, you know, teams usually don't repeat, but Denver's playing the best basketball. They played the best basketball last year. So if you're going to beat Denver, you have to play the passing lanes, right? Because Jokic, what's his first instinct? To pass the ball. So out of all the teams in the West, you know, you can put Minnesota in there, but I don't trust them come playoff time. And obviously the Clippers need to earn their trust because, you know, fourth quarters this year, they haven't been great. But last year we saw the Clippers, you know, if Kawhi stays healthy, I think they beat that Suns team. I think Westbrook gives them energy. I think Harden gives them a new dynamic, you know, one of the best pure point guards in the league. You know, he changed his game and everything. So I think they'll be able to play the passing lanes. I think they have some guys that can throw out Jokic. You know, no one's stopping him. He's going to get his no matter what. It's about stopping the other guys around him. So I think the Clippers can do that. I think they have the firepower to play with Denver. You know, they can shoot. They can defend. It's about motivation for them. It's about showing up every game. So that's kind of why I like the Clippers this year.
So what number did you end up getting on them?
I took 22-1 and then 27-1 a little bit later.
Okay. So, I mean, at the current prices, is there, I mean, do you feel like there's any value on this team? They're plus 550 to win the NBA title right now. A little bit less to win the East. Would you still buy into this team right now?
So 5-1 is not a great number. I do still love them to come out the West. Like, it's between them and Denver, in my opinion. I mean, OKC's great, but they're young, no experience there. So I think OKC's kind of like Sacramento was last year.
Yeah.
So in the West, I think there's four teams you have to really look at. You have OKC, you have Minnesota, Clippers, obviously, the defending champs, Nuggets, and then you have the wild card, Dallas Mavericks, who can beat anyone and lose to anyone. So I think the West, it's going to be one of those five teams to come out.
So it's very interesting for me. I think the thing that I've been struggling with is we all like the Denver Nuggets, and we all know that they're probably the best team in the NBA at this point. But I've been trying to figure out who is going to be the team that challenges the Nuggets. And, you know, when it comes to the Oklahoma City Thunder, you mentioned that they're young, but I'm not sure that we've ever seen a young team that was ever this good. And, you know, if they're in the number one seed and they have to take on the Lakers, I think that's a really bad matchup for them in the play-in tournament. I mean, if the Lakers come out of the play-in
tournament, struggle with the rebound. Yes. So the Lakers are definitely going to be in those games. It's similar to the Lakers playing Golden State last year. The Lakers smoked the Golden State because Golden State couldn't rebound the basketball. Anthony Davis just, you know, took over.
Yeah, it's just too big inside. And I just think, you know, like the West right now is going to be decided by all matchups. And I think that's where I'm really struggling to find that second team to challenge Nuggets because we just don't know the matchups yet. And you got Minnesota, Karl Anthony Towns is banged up. They struggle to score in the clutch. You got OKC, they're young. You got the Clippers who... they're a team that I never wanted to quit, but I eventually got there because it's just, I think Ty Lue, he just doesn't, how can I say this? He's really big on that small ball, and the league is not small ball anymore. But at the end of the day, they're top-notch talent in Kawhi Leonard, Paul Jordan, and Harden. They can match up with anybody. So it's going to be really interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right, so we got a good NBA slate for you guys today. What are you guys liking on the slate today? I know it's kind of ugly. I know we got March Madness, but we're here for some NBA. What do you guys like?
So I've been focusing on the college basketball, but I mean, I'm kind of leaning right now. I haven't bet anything in the NBA, so I'm not going to give you anything I haven't bet. But as of what I'm leaning Indiana Golden State over 240. That's one that I do like. 8-ball, you liking your Clippers today against Portland on the road?
It's a little high for me to 13. I think last game they opened up 9, went to 10, 11. I kind of like the OKC and Toronto over. Toronto's been running at a really fast pace. They haven't been playing any defense, and OKC should be able to carry that total.
You know what's another one I'm leaning to? Miami. minus the three. I think it's about time, minus 2.5 if you can catch it. I know you can catch it at Chris, but it's one of those teams that I think they start to get going a little bit. I mean, right now, I believe they're 7th seed. I think, honestly, the team has some potential when it comes to the run, just like last year. I mean, they had that big run, had the play-in, got in through the play-in, and, you know, they went to the championship. They versus the Denver Nuggets, ended up losing. But you look at them, top 10 in turnover per possession, top 10 opponent turnover per possession. And I think they're bordering on the top 10 as well in defensive efficiency. The only thing that's struggling is the offense. But if they catch some heat, just like last year, at the end of the year, you never know, because Jimmy Butler, he's that guy.
So I'm glad that you mentioned all of those lanes, because I'm pretty much there with you guys. So I think you guys mentioned Indiana Golden State Warriors over 240. My model actually puts that at 242. It's a really interesting game. I think the only struggle I'm having with it right now is the fact that even though my model likes it over, Indiana has gone under in 9 out of their last 11 games.
Yeah, it's true.
Whereas the Warriors, they're a team who they've been trending over. I think Tyrese Haliburton, pretty much if Haliburton could just play normally, like he just hasn't been himself, that's a game that's going to fly over the total, because both of these two teams play at a high pace. Now, Oklahoma City Thunder, Toronto Raptors, that's at 231.5 now. It opened up at 228. I loved it at 229. It's getting a little bit too high for me, but that's another game which my model likes over too. I have it 233. So I'm glad you mentioned those two games. When it comes to the Miami Heat, they're taking on a Pelicans team, which is in like an awful spot. I mean, brutal spot. You're talking about a team who is playing a third game in 4 nights, back-to-back, after playing Orlando. Brandon Ingram suffered a devastating injury. He's going to be out a couple weeks. I actually like this under 210. You look at the Heat. They've gone under in 7 out of the last 8 games. 7th in defensive rating during the last 2 weeks. 108 points per possessions. A big part of their, you know, under pace, because they're, you know, 27th in pace since the All-Star break. And then they've also struggled to score the basketball, 25th in offensive rating. And they're taking on a Pelicans defense, which kind of slows things down too. So I like the under 210 in that game. Now, Matt, you said that you were focusing on March Madness. So what do you like in March Madness right now?
I'm liking James Madison plus 5.5 a little bit. You know what I really do like, though? I like Charleston. I think Charleston has a shot. If you're looking for a big dog, maybe, you know, looking for that big dog for a big upset against Alabama, I really do think they have a shot. I was leaning towards UAB as well. Those are just a couple big, you know, dogs that I liked. We had a couple of dogs yesterday. Did pretty good. We started off like 7-1, you know, 8-1, something like that. And we had a couple of losers at the end of the night. I ended up actually betting on Kentucky, unfortunately, and that went down the drain. Those guys sold. They sold on me. But yeah, I like a couple of those plays, like UAB Charleston.
Okay, so you said James Madison. What's your cap on that? Because, I mean, this was a real interesting one. And, you know, I'm not the biggest college guy, but, you know, I did see, you know, a lot of sharp. I think your father, Philly Godfather, he had Wisconsin to win the bracket over there, I think 12-1. So what's your cap on James Madison here?
Well, when we looked at effective possession ratio, we really factored that. I mean, we've been looking at that throughout the tournament, especially for these dogs. James Madison, if you look at their effective possession ratio, I think they're ahead of Wisconsin by a couple of ranks. I think they're ranked maybe 51st. Wisconsin might be ranked 54th. But when it comes to opponent possession ratio, James Madison ranks, I think, 32. Meanwhile, again, Wisconsin ranks in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. And the James Madison team, I mean, they've been good all year. Turnovers per possession, they don't lose games. And they're ranked, I think, 40th in turnovers per possession, meaning they don't turn over the ball at all. And anytime you have a dog that plays smart basketball, they always have a chance to win, because when you rebound the ball, if you can compete in the rebound battle and turnover battle with the opposing team as a big dog, but then usually that means you're going to stay in the game, because percentages, they even out. I mean, the percentage from 40% to 45%, it's a couple shots. But if you win that turnover battle, well, then you get those extra shots. You understand? So I'm looking at a dogs that have potential when I'm going into a March Madness like this. And I think at 5.5, you have some potential there for a team that's, you know, performed all year pretty well. Now, Wisconsin, I'm not saying they haven't. And Wisconsin is also a good team. But anytime I peg this game, Wisconsin, at a lower number. You understand? So I'm seeing value there on James Madison, especially on that key number of 5, 5.5. So, you know, you got to bite on it a little bit. And anytime you bet a dog, anytime you like a dog, when it comes to March Madness, a team that covers usually also wins the game, or a team that wins usually also covers. So if you think James Madison has a shot to cover 5.5, you got to sprinkle a little bit on the money line. And that goes for any dog right now.
So I'm glad you mentioned it. That was exactly what I was going to ask you. Were you sprinkling anything on the money line? What would you play this down to as far as James Madison?
In terms of the money line or on the spread?
On the spread.
On the spread. So you want to get that key number of 5 because you know how things get at the end of the game with free throws and whatever the case is. So, you know, that key number of 5, I mean, you have the key numbers of 5, 7. Those are some key numbers, college basketball, those odd numbers. 5 is that number, you know what I mean? If it goes to 4.5, kind of start, you know, taking your foot off the pedal a little bit.
We're sitting at 5.5 on FanDuel Sportsbook right now. So you guys can go and get that at 5.5 at FanDuel Sportsbook right now. The other two games you mentioned were Charleston versus Alabama. Charleston's at +9.5. And I think UAB, what's your handicaps on those? I think I understand where you're coming from with Charleston, because Alabama's a team who they don't play a lot of defense. You saw yesterday the two teams who they shoot a lot of threes and don't play defense, BYU, Kentucky, they got eliminated first day. So for your sake, I'm hoping that we can see another one. But what's your handicap on those two games, the Charleston and Alabama game and then the UAB game?
Well, when it comes to turnovers, I looked at Alabama and teams that sometimes they struggle in the tournament that are a little bit better, more talented teams like Alabama. Then when they turn it over, they end up beating themselves. And Alabama, they're not the worst, but they're not the best either. Like if you look at the top tier teams and top talented teams, such as Alabama, they're a very talented team. I mean, they're ranked 111th. It's not the most promising. While College of Charleston, I mean, they're ranked 27th in turnovers per possession. So there's a big difference there. Also, they're not really effective when it comes to effective possession ratio, as effective as Charleston. Charleston actually beats them in that rank as a big dog, 10-point dog. And same thing goes, I believe, with opponent effective possession ratio. I could be mistaken, but I think Alabama ranks in the 280s, 290s in opponent effective possession ratio. Charleston, meanwhile, they're, you know, middle of the pack, 150s. So those are a couple of different things. I think at 9.5, I would love to get a 10. I haven't found a 10, but I mean, I bet 9.5. Charleston, I think they have what it takes to maybe, you know, upset this team, but I like them to cover. But I'm going to also put a, you know, couple bucks. I'm going to nibble on the money line, because when a dog wins, when a team wins, they usually cover. When a team covers, they usually win when it comes to March Madness.
So, that's +360 on FanDuel Sportsbook right now. You said you had UAB versus San Diego State, right?
Yeah. This one I'm not as confident in.
Okay.
But I do like it. I think it does have some potential. This one's a little more, you know, not as clean cut, not as, I guess, clean cut and dry, I think is the saying, right? As the other ones like James Madison. But you have UAB, and I don't know, man, something about this game. San Diego State, I'm just not sold on this team as much. When it comes to teams they play sometimes and the West Coast, I'm just not as sold. And I think UAB has a shot to win this game. I'm upset. But again, I'm not as confident in this game as I am in maybe James Madison or Charleston.
Well, I mean, I think you can never go wrong fading the Mountain West. We saw the Mountain West before yesterday. I mean, Mountain West was 7-16 against the spread. And then you saw yesterday, Nevada melted down. You saw Colorado State. They were horrible. Yeah. Myself and 8-Ball, we both were on Nevada. So it's just brutal. But 8-Ball, who are you liking for March Madness today?
So Matt spoke on James Madison. I'm on them today. I took Florida Atlantic. I think it starts in like 30 minutes. I took them at -140 on the money line. They're up to 4, so I'm happy about that bet. They play Northwestern. But one dog I like tonight is Grand Canyon. I think they match up really well with St. Mary's. Very similar teams. St. Mary's is a better passing team, but they Grand Canyon can match some of the rebounds. Shooting percentage is very similar, three-point percentages. So I think getting 5.5 on that game, it's, you know, should be closer to a pick, -1, -2. I think Grand Canyon can, you know, steal that game.
Okay. I'm going to definitely keep that in mind. So is there any – would you guys say is there any futures at this point as far as NCAA that you would be willing to buy on right now?
Yeah, so before the tournament started, I took Tennessee 13-1. They're still at 13-1. They just advanced yesterday to beat St. Peter's. I took Iowa State 20-1. I think you can get 18-1 right now. I still love it. They won yesterday. And I have Texas A&M before they were entered – you know, confirmed to enter the tournament. I took them 300-1 small. They play, forget who they played tonight, but their game's tonight and they're +1. So definitely have a shot to advance.
Okay, Matt, you got any futures that you like?
So we took UNC at the beginning of the tournament. I do like UNC, but if there's any other team that I'm looking at that might have some value, I mean, it's tough, man. We have UConn, obviously, the favorite. I think they're around, what, 350. Houston, looking at probably 550. Purdue, give or take, 700. And Purdue's a good team. I mean, they were, I think, 11-0 against top 25 teams, which was fantastic. But the only problem I see with Purdue is when they might verse a small team full of guards that pulls ED out. And that can cause some problems. We saw that the last 2 years. I think they got upset by St. Peter's in 2022-23. If I'm not, or 21-22, if I'm not mistaken. And then the next year, they also got, I believe, bounced out by Fairleigh Dickinson. I could be wrong. But so I'm a little bit concerned when it comes to that, it depending on matchup. Arizona, again, they lost last year, first round against Princeton. This year, we saw them first half struggle against Long Beach State. Second half, obviously, they're just much more talented team. They took it away. But it causes me some concern. Trying to think. I mean, if you want to go, if you think it's funny because most years the Zags are better than this year, but they still play very smart basketball and they're 40-1. If you think they have a shot, I mean, it's not a bad bet, 40-1. I don't see it happening, but I'm riding UNC as of right now. I didn't bet anything else, so I can't tell you guys to do anything, but I think the Zags are worth a look at 40-1.
Okay. So, I mean, you can still get North Carolina right now on FanDuel Sportsbook at 20-1. So, I mean, it's not too late to jump on them at this point in time. So, you guys have definitely given me some goal in terms of March Madness. So, I just want to thank you guys for that. I have a couple NBA plays for that I kind of want to give out. I want to get you guys' opinions.
Bring it back.
The first one is we got the Los Angeles Lakers -7.5. I know everybody here is a Sixers fan, but I just think this team has been horrible since the All-Star break. 6-9, net rating -5.7. The only teams worse in net rating since the All-Star break, Wizards, Grizzlies, Hornets, Raptors, Jazz, and Pistons, all teams who are outside of the postseason rate. And then when you break down their home road splits, they're just 2-5 on the road since the All-Star break, net rating of -9.1. Those two wins came against the Knicks in a game which Knicks scored 73 points. And then the Mavericks in a game where the Mavericks turned the ball over on 15% of their possessions. Sixers were able to get out in transition and score easy baskets. I just don't see that happening here tonight against this Lakers team. I know the Lakers team hasn't been great since the All-Star break, but at home, they're 6-3, net rating of +4.5, offensive rating of 121. So I expect the Lakers to be able to dominate inside, the fourth in shooting frequency at the rim, and first in field goal percentage at the rim, 71%. Guess who's last?
Who's last? Sixers?
The Sixers. They're giving up 60% at the rim. So I like the Lakers tonight. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I'm actually, I like it too. I haven't bet it, but I mean, the Lakers are a totally different team at home. I think their record, I think they have, they're like 25 and I want to say, I don't know, 14, 13, 12, something like that at home. Whereas on the road, I think they're a complete opposite. They're like 12 and 20. It's a totally different team. And obviously, we look at the seedings. I mean, they're, I believe they're like an 8-9 seed, and the Sixers are about 8 seed as well. And yet the Lakers are at home playing seven, right? So, you know, anytime you always got to pause and reflect if you're on the side of majority, which is probably a lot of points with the Sixers. But I agree with all of those points. I think the Sixers, they're on a, what do you call it, the downslope, I believe is the right word. And the Lakers, they need to get in position. It's win now or don't win at all. And they got to get in the playoffs. I mean, you can get in the play-in, but you want to get that 8 seed if you can, you know? And they're a couple games behind, I think 3 games behind the Kings. So it's about time that the Lakers get going. And the Sixers just aren't the same team. They don't have Embiid to save them. You know, they're struggling. And as much as I'm a fan of the Sixers, my pockets aren't fans of the Sixers.
Yeah, not at all. So not at all. Do you see the Sixers team making any noise? I mean, what's your thoughts on Embiid possibly coming back? There's some people who, like, I have some friends of mine who just, they took the Sixers to win the NBA title. They took the Sixers to win the East with the feeling that Joel Embiid is coming back. You think if he comes back, they have a run in him?
You know what, though? Like, I thought about that, and I've thought about it multiple times, and, you know, going back and forth with my partner. But when Joel Embiid gets hurt and he comes back from an injury in the playoffs, as good as he is and as great as he is, amazing. I'm so glad I get to witness him as a Philadelphia 76ers fan. But he's just never the same after he gets hurt and comes back in the playoffs. There's always something a little off. He's sluggish. He's a little more raw. He ends up turning over the ball. He ends up... he's very sloppy. It's different. He's never in rhythm. And we usually suffer the consequences when it comes to playoff time. And I'm not convinced that he's going to come back in shape. I'm not convinced he's going to be in game shape, ready to take on these other teams that are juggernauts like the Boston Celtics. Because at the end of the day, everything goes through Boston right now in the East. Milwaukee's defense just isn't it. Cleveland, they're a little young still. You know, Miami, they're on the brink right now. I think they're, like I said, 7-8 seed. So, I mean, who else we got? We've got the Magic. They're not proven. The Knicks are only so good, in my opinion. You know, Indiana, they're not meant for playoff basketball. So everything runs through Boston. And I don't think the Sixers, first of all, they struggle with Boston normally. And now with the hurt Embiid that hasn't played in a long, long time, if he ends up suiting up, like, and they get to that point, I don't see them passing Boston. I don't see them passing some other teams as well. So, no, unfortunately, I don't.
So, right now, FanDuel Sportsbook, you can get the Sixers to miss the postseason at plus 320. I kind of gave this out weeks ago, back when they were like in the 5th, 6th seed. Now they're down to 8th. And it's almost guaranteed that this team is going to be in the play-in tournament. So would you make that bet? Sixers to miss the postseason.
I definitely love that bet. I mean, they've been playing some terrible basketball offensively. They can't score any points. Their pace is, you know, bottom tier of the league right now. You saw they scored 70 against the Knicks the one day. It's just, even though Maxey was out for a little bit, he came back. They can't seem to get in a rhythm. Kyle Lowry doesn't seem like he's helped. I think the best player on that team right now is Kelly Oubre, and Kelly Oubre is not leading any team to the playoffs. So I think that's definitely a great bet right now.
Okay. So I got one more bet I want to give to you guys. Let me know what you think of it. At the Blazers-Clippers under 217. Under 217 and a half. And here's the logic for it. These two teams played on Wednesday, 116-103. That line was Clippers minus 12 over under 216. Now, we're almost getting a point and a half of value with the same teams in the same venue. I mean, the line was 216 on Wednesday. Both of these teams shot over 40% from three, and the total moves up 1.5 points. So I really like this under. Both of these teams play a slow pace. What do you guys think of this one?
So, yeah, both of these teams usually do play a slow pace. I mean, you know, Clippers defense, what are they ranked? I believe they haven't been the strongest in the last 7 games. But Portland, I mean, where's Portland ranked? Middle of the pack as well. That's the only thing that concerns me with that one, the defense. I think Clippers might be 20th in the last, you know, 7 games. Same thing with Portland around that area. But in terms of pace, I mean, the pace count is there. Most definitely, you know, Portland's ranked 20th. Clippers are one of the slowest teams in the NBA. I think they're right next to the Miami Heat. Miami Heat, obviously, very notorious for being slow. So the last 7 games, they've been really slow. Yeah, I lean that way, but I do like the Lakers a little bit more. I like your Lakers wager a little more.
Okay, so that's three NBA wagers for me tonight. Got Blazers Clippers under 217. We got Los Angeles Lakers minus 7.5. We got the Heat and Pelicans under 210 as well. I gave that one out earlier. Gave out a lot. You want to recap your wagers for everybody?
Yeah, I liked Miami this today. I also like the Lakers, by the way. I like that wager right there that you made. But I'm on the Miami Heat. I'm on Indiana over in the NBA.
Okay. How about March Madness as well?
March Madness, College of Charleston, James Madison, and we have UAB. I'm also on Florida Atlantic. I bet them early as well, just like April. So those are a couple of the ones that I really do like. I think Colorado has a shot. But I like those dogs. When you bet those dogs, I like to toss a little bit on the money line as well. So just a heads up.
No doubt. No doubt. So where can everybody find you guys' work? I mean, you guys do a lot. I mean, you're on Twitter. You're giving out futures bets. You're giving out dailies bets. We see you guys during football season, killing it. Let everybody know where they can find you guys at.
Yeah, you can find us at thephillygodfather.com. You can also find me on Twitter at @the8ball.
Yeah, you can find us, the College Kids, Matt Maltaps from the College Kids. You can find us across all social media platforms at @TCK_experience. And if you're looking to subscribe to our moves, go to thephillygodfather.com and we can help you with anything you guys need.
No doubt. I want to thank you guys for jumping on. This has been the Roger Domus Show. We're back here each and every week. Obviously, we got East Coast bias on FanDuel TV. Make sure you check out the College Kids. I mean, these guys they're killing it right now. College basketball, NBA. They've had some like legendary futures. So these are some of my favorite guys in the business. So salute to them. But make sure you check us out. Roger Domus Show. Y'all know how it's going down. Must be 21 and up and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with the Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42 in Arizona. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. Call 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. Call 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-gambler.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK in New York.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.